Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
I think you go to your husband and say, yo, these are your parents. Let's stop that shit or else you and I are going to have a problem.
Eesh. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down pregame. 10 minutes of fun. Thank you guys for submitting your questions as you do every week. Let's jump right into it, sister. Hanley Riggs, how to deal? Well, first of all, let's deal with the background that I have here and forgive the blue lighting from this weird tint on this hotel that I'm in. But anywho, Hanley Riggs.
Good hotel. It's a good hotel,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, it's a great hotel. Yes, I'm in
just the lighting.
Good old Sin City for, are we still calling it Sin City? I don't think we are. Las Vegas. We get it. How to deal with going through a breakup with someone you thought was the one. Wow. I mean, how much time do you have, Hanley? I've always been wrong about the one, clearly, hence my track record. So I don't know. Do you want to take this one? Did you ever date someone that you were like, oh, this is the one? And
oh, yeah. I mean, yeah? I didn't really date, to be honest with you, but I don't know.
You had some long-term ones.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I was just like, honestly, as self-centered as it is, more worried about my career. And I was like, I'll be fine. No, I kind of made some bad choices after breaking up with certain people. But I feel like you have to go through that. I shouldn't be so hard on myself about it.
Raise your hand if you've done some wrong here and there. Sure.
Wrong things. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, I don't know how to deal. I would get involved with something else. And I don't mean maybe a guy. I mean, like, throw yourself into working out, throw yourself into a new hobby, throw yourself into, I don't know, like just anything.
I think, and this is, again, perspective is everything. And it's easier to say when you're not in the moment. But whenever it doesn't work out, I'm always like, oh, okay, so that's good. That means I'm getting a step closer to what should work out, or that wasn't the one. Like, I truly believe in, like, everything happens for a reason. Like, I adhere to that adage probably to just help myself through stuff, but then go, okay, like, that's great. Or maybe it's protecting you. There's what's the quote? There's some quote, like, things that don't work
get
out
over
are actually
to get under somebody else.
Well, there's that one too. That's the one I was thinking of. No, it wasn't that, but we'll go with that.
You could think to yourself along the lines you just said what you said. Also, it just wasn't supposed to happen. And thank goodness you got it done. You're over. You're done with it. So you can move on and find the person that you were. I know that's just like you'll be getting drunk thinking of that and be like, cheers to that. What a great saying. But it is true. Like, you're one step closer, like you said. You're done with that. All right.
Kate Evelyn 111. Is anyone really ready to be a mom? I'm a month out. Can't comprehend being a mom. No, I'm not ready to be a mom. My kid is teething. It's fucking hard. Aww. All he does is scream. All he does is cry. And I only get to see him for a little bit. And it is hard. It's really, really hard in our house right now. And there's nothing you can do. You have to sit there and just take it. And when he is like on your chest looking at you and he's like, and you just got off a 5.5 hour flight and you know you need to unpack, pack, also get back to the Dallas Cowboys, figure out your CeeDee Lamb interview. It doesn't fucking matter. Mm-mm. And you're losing your mind. Oh, wait, let me go get my suit altered. Let me try to figure out what I'm wearing for the, yeah. It's great. It's really great. No, I don't think anyone's ready for this. And like my mom always says, it's never the perfect time. It's not.
It's so funny. So I have a lot of thoughts on this. In fact, I'm going to save this for the big show.
Okay.
Because when I knew that little Mac Attack was on his way, I had a lot of my own thoughts about having a baby. And I was like, I wonder how I'm going to feel. Ooh. So we're going to talk about this. Okay. Babies. Big show. Stay tuned. I can't comment on Kate Evelyn, but I would like to say congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. That was nice of you.
Being a mama, because again, there's so, and Aaron, you have spoke at length about this, how difficult it was for you to even have Macaroon. And so that we'll just start with how great that is. But of course, it's like anything. I mean, I can't comprehend being a mother, but responsibilities in general. I mean, like I worry about my dogs and they're at a dog daycare. I can't imagine like having to worry about a human. So congratulations on that. And I think that whoever you believe in, if it's God or whoever your version of someone is I think that they give you the skills and the strength that you need to get through something. So we can't wait to hear more about that little one when he or she arrives.
We found out one thing that helps Mac with the teething and stop crying. He's obsessed, thanks to Nanny Connie, with FaceTiming. He loves the sound. He loves waiting for the call. So we FaceTimed you last night. I went down the Rolodex. Nobody was answering me. I was like, who's going to answer? He sits there and he just stares at the camera and he loves the noise. And like then when they were FaceTiming me when I was on the road this weekend, he also does this crazy head tilt. He always goes like...
Like it's a dog cute. When you say like do you? And they like tilt their heads. Wait,
but every
so
time somebody doesn't answer, he starts screaming again. So I'm like, God damn it, Carissa. Okay.
Well, I'm getting a new phone because for some reason I don't get your FaceTime calls. Don't go through. So that's why I called you back last night. But Mac was already sleeping at that point, I'm sure. Okay, we are looking at Cameron Blackwood. Any tips for inner ear care from my IFB? Cameron, first of all, this is a great question. Now, I don't know what IFB stands for, but for those of you not in the TV world,
Ryan will tell us.
It is something you put in your ear so your producer can talk to you or anybody that's in the control room can talk to you. So I don't know. But Jillian told me the other day that she had... that wax thing done not recently, but she had to go to like a emergency thing or something. She was having an ear issue and they cleaned it out and they did the wax.
She did not tell me this.
I don't know how long ago it was. We were just talking because I have had this lingering cold forever. And so my ears, when I got off the plane, my ears didn't pop and it's like the worst feeling. And she's like, you should go get your ears like cleaned out. And then I was like, well, first of all, ew.
No, but I kind of want to do it. It's a huge topic at our house because... Do you know how bad it is to use certain things to clean your ears now?
Like Q-tips?
Clean the outside with them, all that. Because I get insecure that like maybe like I'm crusty or I pick something. So
of course,
Q-tips are fine with that, but you shouldn't be jabbing in. So at Christmas, I gave everybody this earwax cleaner. It's these drops and it's supposed to just come out. But I think I want to go to a professional everything is good because I sleep with earplugs every night. I wear an IFB once a week. Like I've probably jamming shit in my ear.
I'm out. You sleep with earplugs every single night?
Yes. Yes.
What?
In a hotel because is it fixate or fixiate?
Fixate.
Asphyxiate
means you're going to like suffocate. We don't need that.
Ew. Yeah. I'll do that on somebody fixate. Like next door fixate or I'll hear the air conditioner. Like I need absolute silence and weirdness. In my house, Howie is like licking. Jared is like snoring. Like I just need silencio.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God. Look at her incorporating her Spanish. Now, we will have to interrupt this podcast, I'm sure, multiple times for the construction that's going on next door. So I need to be able... You You should have heard me yesterday. I was going like this, pounding on the wall. And then I called the front desk. I had a moment. I said, I am not paying X amount of dollars a night
it's
to listen
so
to this
true.
Construction. And they're like, well, we don't have any other rooms available. I said, well, I'm pretty sure when I put my credit card down, you didn't say, hey, we're putting you next to the construction room. Here's a discount. Because unless I see a discount on the exit bill, I need some
I'm never paying.
Yeah, I need some sort of compensation for this. And I don't mean the fruit platter. I've never eaten that fruit platter.
Sometimes I like the orange.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah? You just taking the bite out of the old orange or apple? Please. Anywho, earplugs. Interesting. Oh my God. Side note. There was a waitress the other day when I was out wearing earplugs. And I was like, I don't know if this is good for you. You're the waitress. Like, aren't you supposed to be like hearing what's going on around you? Because there was a band. Oh, look. There's the band. All right. Next.
So wait. How do you clean your IFB? I've had an embarrassing thing happen before. I was like, oh my God, you guys, my sound went out. My sound. Okay. Like, I don't have program. And my audio guy was like, no, it's because there was earwax. I got to clean them out. You got to clean them out.
Oh,
I'm
no.
a waxy gal.
Wax poetic about that, girlfriend. I'm a waxy gal.
I am.
Kern Dog 12. My in-laws showed up at our house with no warning. How do I respectfully stop that shit? First of all, Kern Dog 12, I live for your name. I Kern. Also live for this question. How do I stop that shit? I think you go to your husband and say, yo, these are your parents. Let's stop that shit or else you and I are going to have a problem. And we need to start with the husband first and foremost. And if the husband is resistant because he's afraid of his parents, well, then you need to say, hey, mother and father-in-law, I love when you guys come over, but maybe just give us a little heads up next time. Because I want to make sure that the place is ready for you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pretend like
this
it's
is
a
great
thing.
Question coming up. I agree with, by the way, what you said. You have to have your husband deal with it.
Yeah, it's his problem.
Yeah. A laid low, returned a gift, but now the person wants to see it in my house. What would you do? Shit.
Wait, first of all, I need to know which friend wants to see proof of this in your house. Like, unless it's like a picture or some sort of household item. They're like, oh, how does that look in your house? Yeah. You just got to be honest. You can't.
What do you say?
You just say, actually, well, I need more information, Adlow, and then I can help you with this. Because if it is something that we can manufacture again, then let's go back out, buy it, and then return it again. But if it's something that is not something we can manufacture, there's more questions in order for me to help you answer this. I want to be the solution to your problem, but I need more information. Last but not least, JDurst 365, what type of food is your favorite on a first dinner date?
Great question.
It depends on how much you like that date. If you want to go back and hook up with that person, I'd be getting a salad. If you're not interested in hooking up with that person, then I get a steak. And that sends a message right away to that person. If we're eating a lot, we ain't hooking up. If it's light and dainty, you got a chance.
But then I want to drink, and so I don't want to I'm not, you know, I can't be light. What's it called?
Eat a breadstick. Speaking of which, that Jennifer Lawrence, by the way, we will talk about her the full-length podcast. Her in an interview for the Golden Globes on the red carpet, she was talking about how she wasn't drinking because she was like, because I was starving myself to fit into this dress. I was like, I just love her. I've always loved her, but the honesty and her obsession with the salt, with the Real Housewives is also next level. I probably sent you 75 videos of her. You're like,
she
got
looks
it.
Great. Is she her hair real?
I have questions. Is the hair real and less makeup is more? Clearly not what's going on here with the school play that I went to this morning for a lunch and breakfast meeting. They were like, did you roll in from last night? Because these brows are very dark and it's not the lighting in here. Anyways, this has been the pregame. We have a lot to discuss on the big show. Join us.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.